You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you've never lived anywhere except Littleton, Colorado, in all of your almost 50 years. What is it you discovered now?
Well, it's funny. It's the word of mouth Littleton Facebook page. There's all sorts of word of mouth pages, you know, for Denver, Broomfield, Douglas County, blah, 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 blah. But the Littleton one always makes me laugh. I love perusing it because for years I've called it Little Fun because there's really just not a lot to go on that goes on in Littleton. And now the big stink is what they're building on the corner of Sims and Bowles, and everyone is so excited, Dom. Because a new gas station's going in. And apparently it's this brand called Maverick, which I've never heard of. I've never heard of a Maverick gas station.
Okay.
But apparently to the people on this post, this is the greatest thing to come to Littleton since Southwest Plaza Mall, Dom.
So it's a convenience store, essentially.
It's a gas station convenience store. And I went on and I started reading about these Maverick gas stations. And the quote on the website says it's the coolest convenience experience on the planet. And I was looking at it, and apparently this convenience store is like the Mac Daddy place to go get like breakfast skillets and pizzas, gourmet burritos. It's an experience. When did this start happening where gas stations became experiences?
I just
roll up and get my gas and leave.
I can't be the person who buys that kind of food at a gas station or convenience store. I will buy a candy bar, some M&Ms. I will buy packaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you and I may be in the minority because people seem to like running into these places and getting food like pizza,
hot dogs,
or something.
But they've stepped up their game is the thing. It's like, what's the difference between running into that and then running into a Subway or something? Like, this place has fresh made salads and wraps and breakfast sandwiches.
That's a good question.
What's
the difference? It's a psychological thing for me.
Because you just generally feel like, you know, gas stations are, you know, dirty and there's gas and the smell of gas.
Somebody you got with vehicles. Dirty hands from working under the hood.
Exhaust. Yeah. But no, like, I'm going to go in and get a skillet. There's another one that was built up by me. It was a come and go. And then when that one first opened, I went in there and it's the same type of thing. They've got like a whole deli in there and, you know, like these soda fountains with 500 different flavors and everything and tables and chairs. And I actually wanted to just hang out for a while. I wanted to call some buddies and be like, hey, you want to hang out at the gas station? This place is hopping.
All they got to do is put some comfortable chairs in there and people would just lounge like they do at a Starbucks.
That's what they had.
One of my last cross-country drives, I took delight in tracking the names of the various convenience stores. And my favorite of all of them, because there are plenty of good ones, my favorite was the Git and Split.
Oh, I love that name.
G-I-T. Git and Split. That was my fave. I had to take a picture of it. I was a tourist. I took a picture. Look, I'm at a Git and Split.
That's hilarious.
And I think the Git and Split might have been the one that had the pump dispensers of all sorts of different things. Because a lot of them now do the hot cheese dispenser.
Yeah. Put that right in your hand.
Yeah, but they had like all sorts of different dispensers of things that you could pump out
into an experience.
Various food products.
It's like all the worst food on the planet you can find there. It's all the feel-good food, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? You know darned well that once it opens, you will go into the Maverick
store. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out and see what all the fuss is about. The best comment on the thread was like near the bottom. Some woman said, I've never seen so many people excited about a gas station before.
Right. Well, you know.
Hey, nothing going on.
I took a little bit of grief back when I still drank sodas because I've given them up. But I like convenience store sodas where you get to serve yourself. The mixing of a couple of different kinds. And I kind of was made fun of by my stepdaughter because there's one not too far from me, but I'll go out of my way to go to that one to get a soda. She's like, it's just a soda. I'm like, no.
They make it taste better.
The QT knows how to do soda right.
They chill the syrup like McDonald's, right? That's the key.
Is that what they're doing?
Chill the syrup.
All right. Well, once you post yourself on the Facebook page for Littleton, of you in front of the
I will,
Maverick,
once it's done with my breakfast skillet.
So that your people can embrace you.
All right.